From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh Thursday to discuss ways they can work more closely to help stabilize a conflict-ridden Middle East region despite differences on the way forward. President Obama is currently addressing members of the Gulf Cooperation Council.
With regard to Libya, we agreed to keep building support for the new national unity government. Given the ongoing threats in the region, the United States will continue to increase our security cooperation with our GCC partners, including helping them improve their own capacity to defend themselves. And I thanked our GCC partners for their support of the comprehensive deal that has now cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon.
You can read more details on the president's comments at voanews.com. Meanwhile, following Thursday's summit, President Obama is expected to depart for London, where he is to address a range of issues with British Prime Minister David Cameron. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the nearly two-month-old ceasefire in Syria is under strain, but still represents the best chance at a peaceful solution to the country's crisis. The cessation of hostilities between pro-government forces and opposition fighters went into effect at the end of February and has been widely credited with sharply reducing fighting in Syria. Meanwhile, relief groups launched their largest aid delivery yet in Syria Thursday, sending 65 trucks carrying food and medicines to a besieged rebel-held town in the country's center, according to the Red Cross. Many of the 1,200 people living there had fled fighting in neighboring Hama province. VOA News. French defense minister said Thursday that conditions are coming together there to eradicate the Islamic State group. He noted caution in his message on France Info Radio, but said that for the first time, he is optimistic. France is part of a U.S.-led coalition carrying out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria, while local forces and allied groups fight the militants on the ground. Ethiopia's military says it has entered South Sudan and surrounded villages where more than 100 children abducted from Ethiopia are being held. The children were taken when suspected ethnic rebel fighters attacked villages in Ethiopia's southwestern Gambela region Friday. More than 200 people were killed in those attacks. South Sudan's government says it's cooperating with Ethiopia's military. The United Nations expects peace talks for Yemen to begin Thursday after being delayed when opposition delegations stayed home, complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. The negotiations are being held in Kuwait. Members of the Houthi rebels and the party of former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh left Yemen Wednesday after assurances that the ceasefire would be respected. Stéphane Jufaric is a UN spokesman.
The delegations will focus on the implementation of Security Council Resolution 2216. They're expected to develop a framework that paves the way for a peaceful and orderly process based on the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative and the outcomes of the National Dialogue Conference.
Again, that is Stéphane Dujarric, a UN spokesman. Mitsubishi Motors Corporation Thursday says its research facilities had been raided by Japan's transport ministry. It's investigating the automaker after it admitted that it manipulated fuel economy data. The automaker confirmed the raid at its research center in Nagoya after the ministry said Wednesday that it was investigating the company's facilities. Meanwhile, the embattled German auto giant Volkswagen looks like it struck a deal with the United States authorities over compensation for car owners in its massive engine rigging scandal. That's according to a newspaper report Thursday. That information sent VW shares soaring on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. The German Daily Die Welt reported that VW had agreed to pay $5,000 to each owner of the U.S., of a car fitted with suspected software that skews the emissions of its diesel engine. The Olympic flame has begun its journey to Rio de Janeiro for the Summer Games in August. The torch was lit during an elaborate ceremony Thursday in Olympia, Greece. Some 450 people will carry the torch on a relay across Greece. People can follow the flame during its travels and its new Twitter account at Olympic Flame. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.